First, though, Amanda Parr has been talking to first-time voters, Jess, Zach, there's some names in this, and Abdir Razak from John Cabot Academy in Kingswood.
So, morning all. Morning. Thanks for having us. First-time voters. So, have you registered? You registered yet?
Not yet.
But you know your deadline?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You have brownie points to you. So you wanted to talk to me today about mental health. Why is this a burning issue for you all this election?
So it's such a relevant topic to everyone. It affects everyone, and it really impacts young people in their school life, in life in general. So it's really important that it's, like, more covered.
I feel like the lack of support, or I feel like as lifetime goes and, like, families, obviously there's, like, a lot of negative things that happen in people's lives. A lot of it kind of builds up to, like, what happens in the future, and it really impacts the social life, whether they're doing, like, more nice crime or just out on the streets, or it's not really enough support from the government and just education itself.
The lack of NHS funding with, like, mental health support, there's so many, like, really long waiting lists for mental health support, counselling, therapy. It's got to change, you know. We really want it to change.
I would sometimes link it to crime, and, you know, seeing as crime has become a really big issue in the recent years, I think there's a lot we could do to prevent it rather than stop it. Preventing it better than the cure. So I think that's something we can focus on, especially putting counsellors in schools and helping them identify students that could be vulnerable to, you know, mental health conditions and even criminal environments.
So what do you want to see from the politicians? What do you want to hear in terms of policies, things that will make you vote for them?
Increased funding in schools to allow younger people to be able to find other ways out instead of being, you know, picked up by gangs and violence.
And really, like, say what they're going to change instead of just kind of, like, saying it in such a general way. I think being specific with it will really help people understand what they are voting for.
You're obviously very switched on, and you're giving this election a lot of headspace. How important do you think it is that young people do as you are doing?
Really important, I think, because, I mean, it's the future of our country and our lives. I mean, what's more important than that, right? And I think if we make our voices heard, we could make so much positive change to so many people.
Young people don't get, you know, the attention of many other policies in their manifestos, and that means, you know, we lose out in the end if we're not voting and we're not making our voices heard.
Amanda Parr talking to Jess, Zach and Abdir Razak from John Cabot Academy in Kingswood. Going to be voting for the first time.